This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So we're holding over here in Perek Mendalad. The previous Perek, he's going to be talking about Chazal that sort of describe different ways that seem to be, I guess, limiting Torah. Sort of, we saw last time about Kolam Adas Asid Libato, and now he's going to be dealing with another Chazal over here. Bepeik Basid Makis Doroshab Samloi Tarek Mitzis Nevel Moshe B'Sinai Shasam Mitzis Loi Sasek Misu Moshachama Ramach Mitzis Esek Misbei Varshal Adam Maikro Torah Tzivol Ana Moshe Torah B'Matu Tarya Anoich Leilachom Peik Vor Shemanu. Then David is Hamidah Malir Aleph, and then we have I won't go through all the psukim now. He'll go through all of them, and he's going to try to understand what it means. Have midam al yud aleph lechura. Again, it sounds like he's being the Maya Torah. Behukshav ne adam ki ilo yadavid noid goyrea mi mitzvah Torah. It sounds like he said, okay, we have a trimmed down version. You don't need Tayag, you have 11. Chas v'shal, v'at l'fi divrehem, yesh l'hakshoy s'v'yoysim asha amma v'midon yur'alef, v'yrei v'advon sh'nidbu b'el yur'alef, ena mitag mitzvahs klal. V'yakeim av'yunikoma. He said, really, if you think, you can't even learn pshat like that, even as a tos, because it's one thing if he would trim down the mitzvahs, and he would say there are only these 11 mitzvahs. So then, Chas v'Shalom, you could say he's being made the mitzvahs. These would all have no shaychus. You know, they're nice things, but they're not really mitzvahs. Most of them are not. Then came in my vemid and kama al pirusa ki amaisim atayve mechulakim she ein ze kaze kai se chesed em abrius em alos a scharik mashar se din vechena oise din ein scharik mashar se chesed a kolechet bechet mechulak latzmai. So the Maharal says the following side over here. The most simplistic view of what Torah Mitzvahs is, it's sort of points that you get, and you get in Olam Haba, you trade in the points for schar. That's kind of the way in which we, you know, a very childish way to picture it. So how many chesed equal one davening? How many davenings equal a learning? How many learnings equal a chesed? It's kind of all the same. They're all points, and you do good things. It's brownie points, and that's what you get. That's silly. That's absurd. Let's give the real understanding of what it's like. Imagine I have a few friends. So with Reuven, what really brings me close to Reuven is the way he thinks and understands. When we go through a sugya together, we're very similar and we have the same way of looking at things. Shimon is a person that I enjoy because he's got a good neshama and a good and a leiv toiv, and he likes people and so on. Levi is somebody that we can get things done. So each one of these people, I'm bond with them, but the bonding comes about through a different portal. The Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes from different aspects of the person. The person's seichel, the person's heart, the person's meisim, and so on. Each one of these provide a different conduit for being Dabek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ava Misha is a kol mitzvah, shev dag mitzvahs, isha dvek zizbar pekoil, shenim tzabek kol Hashem zohon lokim. I want to add a maimer muska, doesn't really have what to do with. He says, as much as I think it's just a Dabek Emes, you know, when people speak about yeshivas for kids that are weaker, kids that don't do well in yeshivas, and the need for many, many more different moises and so on, my feeling is, it's much deeper than that. So ke'ilu, again, everything seems to be reduced to one dimension. So if kids can't learn a whole mesecta, let them learn half a mesecta, let them learn a quarter mesecta, let them learn daf, and so on. But I don't think that that's quite the pshat. I think different people have different tchunas and nefesh in terms of what is their gateway to ruchnius. There's a reason why a chassidish yid, his gateway to ruchnius is this lavus and the warmth of the davening. Learning is important, this is important, but where does he feel the connection there? Another person, when he gribbles in a sugya and sweats and gets into it, another person does very well when he's doing things and he's being oisik in chasadim, and that's where he feels the connection. Different personalities have different primary gateways for ruchnis. There are people that had solo saved them. I don't mean the people that they resuscitated. I mean people who didn't feel that in learning, didn't feel that in learning, but running at 2:30 in the morning, you know, in within 5 minutes to save somebody and seeing a person come to life again is the connection for ruchnis. And part of our mistake is learning is a broad gateway, and many people will be turned on to learning one degree, another degree. It's a very critical piece. You must have it, and so on. But what will be the person's primary connection really depends on the person, and understanding that, it's not just a question of everyone's going to. It's not true. The reason why Hasidus was so successful was because it gave a gateway. A ruchnis is a gateway to people. That's a ruchnis gateway. For some people, a morale connects them to Yiddishkeit. For some people, it's okay, and some people, it's a turnoff. The idea that, you know, one mahalach is going to connect every person's nekuda pnimis is doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense, and it's not true. So the I was remembered. There was once a boy by us whose father was a world-class chazan, singer, musician, I don't know, something of that nature. His father had never gone to yeshivas, and he was from, but that's it. He, you know, grew up in South America somewhere, and he was not so many years, but that was the person. Very nice person, very warm, caring, sensitive person who in music found himself and was from a yid, al-yid. So he came to visit a son in yeshiva once. He had never seen people sitting and learning. It was an alien world for him, and he just didn't get it. So he told me in Hebrew, Tagid, he said, Habriskim ha'elud. Like, that's what he called the people. Like, how does the arguing and screaming in the Beis Medrash bring them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It doesn't make sense to him. It's true in his background for sure, but his personality, it's hard to understand how, you know, being oisik in Yiddishkeit and not Yiddishkeit makes is something that's a ruchnistic experience. But, you know, it works in both always. So each one has a different chibur. The klal is if you attach two things in places, in two places, three places, there's always a chance it'll unravel if there are still pieces not connected. When you connect all the pieces, you have a total dveikus. Lefikach oma bo David ve'midon yud aleph. V'rotze b'zeh shegam elu yud aleph dvarim heim shlemus kolim. What he said is, I'm able to identify 11 in yonim that provide a certain shlemus. K'mosh ha'tag mitzvus. Im k'bevare shenim adrega v'mayet mosh ha'tag mitzvus. Shem bevare ha'dveikus ha'gama b'yisbarach. So just like the marshal, if I have somebody who was he was sick and after I don't do physiotherapy of some sort, so I give him exercise that affect every muscle group in his body because I need all the muscles to start working. So even if they're not intense, but there's an importance to making sure that every single muscle group, the hands, the feet, the back, everything's affected. So to, in Yiddishkeit, a person, there's an inyan to identify inyanim, and David was able to remind me of it. The Oma, Miyoga Balecho Mishmark and Chuck Pierce, Hachiris Rosa State for him. Echo a preacher drag with no homrim. Vikasha Pierce, Midorma Homrim, Sir Oedlikness by Dragon of Dallas. So it's true that as long as a person is attached to homeristic things, no matter what he does, it's not going to help him. Is you can't, you know, you can be attached to one thing at a time. So if he's attached to Chaimed Kenyanim, he's not going to be able to attach himself to Ruchnius. So the Miyoga Balecha means not a person visiting a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There are people, my neighbors can come in many times to the house to, I don't know, borrow milk, leave me something, take something. They don't live in my house. What's kaveya, what's called a type of interaction that will define a person as living in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's ohel? So Miyoga Balecha is not even touching on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nekudas, just the Etzim Dveikus. Then he says, Miyishka Marakot Shecha, Kol Mishila is Alus Hashem Yisbarach. So the first one, Miyoga Balecha, just describes a bonding. It doesn't describe the quality of Miyala HaKotshecha, Mishkam HaKotshecha, because that's already a description of the unique Nekuda HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being Lamala Lamala. V'zochit Elef Dvar. So Yud means the normal complement of things in this world. The world was created by Sarma Morris. Yud adds up to a complete unit in this world. Yud Aleph is something beyond. So the person has to be koined the madregan of Delos. I want to add one more thing. Raul uses this many, many times, obviously, when he talks about Ches or Yud Aleph, Keneged Zayin or Yud. So people say that the eighth dag is the beyond, the 11th dag is beyond. There's a little bit of inaccuracy in it. And I want to explain that Nekuda. What we're talking about is the 11th doesn't really exist. In the number system 10, there's no such thing as 11. 11 is 1 10 unit and 1 1 unit. There is no 11. So when we say 11, we mean simply beyond the number system. Beyond quantifiable. People use it as if it's something definite. There is no eighth day. There's 7 days in the week, and then it's the first day of the week. There's no Hayom Yom Shmini. It doesn't exist unless it's a long weekend with a federal holiday of some sort. But there is no such thing as an eighth day. There's 7 days in a week. The eighth day means beyond the system of numbering. Yud Aleph means beyond the system of numbering. Okay, Marnu, Kadiba Po Yisparach Lednikta Bepoel Echad, Rak Rabbi Pulis Mchalokim Hashashon Dekot. And we explained that if you want to have the situation where I say, when there are people that come into my house, there are people I have friendships with, but those friendships and those connections are one-dimensional, two-dimensional. They don't encompass everything. A wife is a total dveikus. So with people, I have different connections. The lafikah maholach tam zavram biyaze ke adam ra'oi shaluya chisar mitzad aguf shaloi lafikah maybe a mikra zeh halach fanei vayisamim shenema itzal zeh sheyasa arlo shayisach chisar gufay ve'oid shalom mitzad nafshay V'zeo poel tzedek. So the first point is removing the dibuk gufni. That was the ma'isa arla, the ma'isa saras arla. Poel tzedek kia poel mitzad nafsha sheyifal. So the difference between poel, like the morale always speaks about the guf, the nefesh, and the seichel. The guf is the lowest part, that's the asiya of a person. The nefesh is what we would call emotions, the emotional drives of a person, and a seichel. So poel tzedek is mitzad nafshay, because the guf, I want to explain why poel tzedek, doing good, is mitzad nafshay. The guf, when we talk about guf, we talk about inert matzavim. When I eat, I may be eating, doing a ma'isa, but what I'm getting hanoah from is the food touching my palate and my stomach. When a person wants to be nana physically, he wants to lay back and get hanoah. The action is almost just a chetimtza. When a person is driven to do, he's ambitious, it's about the action rather than about the achievement. A person wants to make money more than he wants to have the money. He wants to make the money. It's the action shabbai, because those emotional drives drive a person to action. He talks
a lot about this always.
So the next darga is a rogal shayna. Why is that next? Shaloshen shor dibu davar vi. Sheilu shasham chalke adam, baloshen shor dibu kol adam. Adam uchay medabe, v'dozem mevua b'mokum achorichus. So this is something that the Maral says in many places. Basically, dibur it defines adam, ruach mala. Dibur means it's not a dibur. To be a dibur, it must have two qualities. If I make gurgling noises like a baby makes, I don't call that speaking. If I say the most eloquent speech in my mind, that's not called speaking. Speaking is where my das and seichel are mislabish in a maisa of dibur. That's what's unique about dibur. Other actions, walking is called walking, whether I'm conscious of it, not conscious of it, willful, not willful. It's a chetimtza that my brain has to tell my feet to walk, but that's it. Dibur is be'etzem achefza of both, a chibur of both, and that's why it represents kol adam, the chibur of the two together. So this morale again always speaks about the different shlemus on what strata. There's been Adam Latzim, Adam Akash Baruch Hu, been Adam Acherim. So now he says, this was shown by Atzmai. Now the shown Zulose. Chazach has a arbet varm, she has shown Zulose in Kol Halokov. Chaveroi, Kroivov, and Noshem Shem Mechadim Meila. Vehain, the Adam Shem Hefechse, Shem Roy Mechatoim. So these are four types of others that require a siachsis to. Vim Kol Echad Yad Noyig Imam Kuroi. And it means also the hisyachsus is a hisyachsus that fits each person. In other words, depending on the quality of the person and what he is, that's hisyachsus. V'chach oma le'osrei ro neged zelos Hashem chaveiro neged akroiv mashesh tem mishvat me'atzmoi oma v'cher pelos akroivoi le'hach revazes ro oma nivze bein abnimas le'chaber atoiv oma v'sira Hashem chavei. So he says here a fascinating point. When he talks about the shleimus regarding others, when a person is ra, the disgust and distaste with that person is a certain shlemus. It's part of the shlemus. My hisyachsus to the bria is appropriate. One of my children, when he was a very young boy, and he must have been 6 or 7, so he was, I think they were at the time in America, they came, and a neighbor of mine, a very nice lady, my son showed her a drawing that he made or something or other, and she said, oh, very, very nice, whatever it is. So my son says to me, you know, Mrs. So-and-so told me that's very nice. And then he paused and said, I think she's the type of person that tells everybody it's very nice. In other words, there was no, he didn't feel that there was a special siachsu to his magnificent work of art, but she's just a very nice person. If you're not misyachas to a person, especially with his nekuda, then it's not, that's not called a misyachas. So in as much of a person as ra, that's marchik me, that's a siachas to the person as he is. Like we said before, there's been on Ratzmai, been on the Chaver, been on the Kaddish Baruch Hu. But the Oman Nishba La Rav La Yomer, she Nishba B'Shmei Yisparach Lo Yishan Eloi. The Acha Shazach Min Yer Shemayim, Zach O Yer Shemayim, Kasson Se Meneshach, Gib Ribis Ksib Krav Yoyosan Kalakecha, Void Zach Dava Shlitzer Shech Nakil Lakach, the Gaim Yer Shemayim, Kemishal Lakim, Bein Dava Yosis Shemayim, Shemayim, Kemishal Shemayim. So there are three things. Why these three things? What's special about these three things? So again, he's Mazbe Kedakri. Oshlech Shalom Zoch, Asher Kol Echad Yesh V'Yer Shemayim Yuchad. Ashvur Shenishba Lahara. So the word Lahara in Hilchis Nedarim and Shavuos doesn't mean to do bad things. It means to deprive yourself. Shavuot takes on two forms, Lahara, Lahativ. It means, so I can make a shavua not to eat bread. I can make a shavua dafka to eat bread. So lahara means denial, depriving, deprivation. So even on the surface of it, ribbis seems to be, what's the problem? It's still... a Yirei Shemayim doesn't take ribbis. It's because Yirei Shemayim. Ashlish Shem Ranoki Shudava Seisel Gamri Kelo Yigala Mishanos Na Shoyched Sheim Hoye Megala Machs Adin Im Kol Zer Yirei Shemayim Vle Lakach Ba'oid Kaspel Yidasa Meneshech Afki Mor Shaloi Hoye Batelzatzle Voye Mechsem Nomayno Yores Hashem Lakach Ribbis Shem Ranoki Zehefech Zer Ki Afki Roitzel Seisel Momen So all these inyanim, the point of Yirei Shemayim means as follows. I mean, the general point they're saying, it's a motivation that comes not from the etzem in the mashal. Lending somebody money by ribbis, so helping somebody with a heavy package is sort of motivated by the other person. Lending money by ribbis, it's really counterintuitive. I can rent you my car, and not only is it no avera, it's not a problem whatsoever. I can rent out my car, I can rent out my apartment, I can rent out anything I want. It's mine, and that's how I make money. Money, I can't rent out. And therefore, if the money sits in a bank account doing nothing, I'm basically mafsid. The reason why I don't do it is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's the motivation is outside the realm of me and the other person. The motivation is milamala. So all of these are things that the motivation doesn't come from the other person, the receiving end, as much as something beyond. A person. By the Elo Dvarm Shazaka who shall Megamri, the Yeshlai Dvekas by his Baruch Megamri, Kimoisha is Vara. Kimoisha Adam Yeshlai Varim Rabim Shain Zekazer, the Kulam Adam Shalim. So Adam Sholem means an entirety, and therefore a person's entire metzias has to fit in, and a person's connection to Hakadosh Baruch Hu needs to have all the pieces. V'kach mitzvos haTorah mechulakim adei kulam nasa shalom. So this is a simple reason why we have many mitzvahs. Mitzvah Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So if we wanted an avodas Hashem, so make karbanos avodas Hashem, make tzedakah avodas Hashem, make something avodas Hashem, and that's that. Why do I need so many different ofanim? And the answer is because the avodas Hashem is to be mechaber the person of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, to be mechaber totally all parts of the person of mechaber, and there are tayak parts of a person, and they're mechaber through these mitzvahs. So, he says the mitzvah Torah make the person shalom. In other words, all of his evarim have that chibur. Lekach hoya mitzvahs esei ramach k'mi evari adam. The mitzvahs eil shem ramach hu shalom ramo. But the shasam mitzvahs loisa say hu misulik ma'pchiz lagami. So being nimna from loisa say means there is no chisar in a person. So a person can build chisar in himself, then he's missing a limb. He's missing something in the Mishchabah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person also has to build a Chibah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'elu dvam shezochu David b'Yishayah Micha Vakuk heim shleimus kloli gamkin la'odam. Rak she'en Hashem is gavim ha'ayim mitzis k'me she'be'an l'mala. So all of these things, and he's going to explain the next ones in the next parak, how that's also a total shleimus to an Adam, a shleimus to Adam. So they touch base with every single facet of a person, but not they don't have the fullness of Tayag Mitzvahs. So at least you affect every single nekud in a person, but not with the type of shleimus Tayag Mitzvahs. For sure, the chenam abodav the mina yir aleph. So these bov and midah malachas are all expressions of that type of shleimus. Now he doesn't explain b'cholofin what is it that David Melech was trying to accomplish. So we understand he's not being the ma'at mitzvahs, and rather he's giving us a different picture, but sort of l'mayin afkimina, or what is it for? That must be it. But akoponim, the hemirachs means he took the entire thing. So just like when you have a table that has four legs, and you chop off one leg, is going to fall down. But it's possible to make a leg somewhere where you can have the entire table standing on that leg. You can have a one-legged table. So. If a person chops off a mitzvah, that's not a midah malachas. If a person's attitude is, you can do only this mitzvah and not other mitzvahs, the person is dead wrong. But when I give a set of Torah behavior that includes all the elements, that's doable. In other words, it's possible to explain that these inyanim are in Yanim that I coil everything. Okay, we'll hold it over here.
The Rosh Yeshiva said about different meisters for different types of kids. Is right. The Rosh Yeshiva thing, it's possible to do that in the tzibur while maintaining the values of Ayom HaYeshivas, that Torah is the most chashuv thing, and the kids will then also not feel sukbet in going to such places?
The answer is no. The answer is, in a chassidus of maister, the Olam HaChassidus fit many people, probably better than the Olam HaYeshivas did, because the nature was different. When the Bov Amira Malachas is Talmud Torah, it'll work for people where Talmud Torah is. For other people, it doesn't. And so when you look at Bachrim, I've heard Bachrim from Siddur Shishi, he was for the Mir. they can learn. They learn at probably in many ways with more smother. You know, they have long sternum and they, you know, they pound into them a lot. It doesn't have though the same, for the vast majority, it doesn't have the same geschmack as the learning has for literature bacha. But for many of them, it seems to suit much better. You know, there's a ruchnius there. The person's connected. So I don't know. I don't know what to say. It's it really requires the message of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a message that the Chor would include more. Talmud Torah Chai Kulam is very important because it's the hardest one. It's the most healthy one. It's the one that really, really builds, gives the person godless, the way we understand it. And I don't know if that mindset is because I'm a product of that world, pretty much or not. But tachlis, it's, I mean, I don't know if you can do it that way. If you tell a boy who is not gifted in learning, and it's not just that he's not smart and he can't say good svaras, it's just not his natia. So if you tell them the only thing, the real vegas like svaras on the learning, other things are okay. I don't think that's the right message. I don't think it's right. And you have somebody who kills himself to be there for other people 24/7, but Lev Shalom, if he doesn't feel that this Nekuda is a Nekuda of Chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't think you can do it. But the question is, it's very hard to take kids and it's one thing you have a group, you have Chassidish Yidin, you have Litvish Yidin, you have this Yidin, so fine. So, but what happens in one family? I don't know the answer to that. It was one of the reasons why I think Yerushalayim fell apart. Yerushalmi, you know, in the beginning of last century. The from a Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael was nicened by people that were Kol Kulei Torah, you know, coming to live a life where that Kulei in learning and Davar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was wonderful. The kids come in different sizes. Just because you're a Reb Chaim Kanievsky doesn't mean your kids are. That's the Metzius. It takes a certain temperament and a certain nature. But when you try to give the same Mahalach HaChaim for kids that are shaykh to it, it's very not shaykh. I once told the Rosh Hashiva by Yosef Einu Zecher Bracha, he was a tremendous Talmid Chacham and he, you know, he's a big Baal Seichel. And I was complaining about a Bracha, whatever it was. I told him, you know, if Yiddishkeit was all about singing, we would both be off the derech. Baruch Hashem, in our world, it's about learning. So we like learning. So we're there. You know, what somebody in a Chassidish world, somebody who davens b'slivus is being davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by us, he's tolerated. Okay, you know, he doesn't learn but so much. He's not so great in learning, but okay, but he's davening very erlich. So, you know, it's a redeeming feature of some sort. I don't know. I don't think a person can be move forward if what he's all about is not really what Yiddishkeit is all about. I don't know. You know, it's a, you're right, it will affect the big structure and it's not easy. It's one thing if you have a Chassidish Yid and that fits his personality, his kids grow up in a Chassidish Mois is great, no problem. Literature grow is like that, but to have one kid this and one kid this, one kid this, it's hard. It has to be more nuanced. In a family that's a yeshivish family, the structure needs to be yeshiva and with nuance. Yeah, I don't know. It's the okay. Let's say that.
Yeshiva, 1 minute.
1 minute. Yeah.
I was just recently looking into taking a teaching job in a Beis Medrash over here in Eretz Yisrael, like for Beis Medrash Eretz Bacharim. They told me that 75% of the Bacharim graduating go straight to work. This is like 21-year-olds, and a quarter of it goes on to the Mir or to other places. And I said, well, and the thing that they're stressing is Gemara Rashi Tosfos Be'iyun with Rishonim and Achronim, and they're like that's the only thing that matters in the yeshiva. There's Ashkafa Shir and other things, but is that what I was like, but the other three quarters, they're going to work and they're not going to have that Ian anymore. Everything you're giving them is not
correct. I don't want to criticize other people. It's an anachronism. When yeshivas, when the Mir was the only yeshiva in Europe, you know, the Mir Kletz Radnitznet, it was made for the super Bachrim. It was all the yeshivas in Europe, the yeshivas, all the literature yeshivas together at the time of the war had 2,500 Bachrim, zehu. And everyone else was not in the yeshiva. So the yeshiva itself, it needed to be its ethos. That was its mitzvahs. Its mitzvahs was the people that learning is the be it all, so on and so forth. They had programs for other people. Tiferes Bachurim is that. Well, some more successful, less successful. But when today, when you have this, to go around saying that a yeshiva is not this is to be blind to the mitzvahs. And unfortunately, we always wake up later. It doesn't make any sense. You ask people who've gone that track, which again, and if a person is a coiler for a year or two, kind of, and then is out, you know, and his head's not into his working. What did he get from yeshiva that guides him the rest of his life? And you're stuck. So you hear words, he got the foundation, he got the, and that's all true, but you can't live on a foundation. If all you have is a foundation, it's true without a foundation, you can't build a house. But without a house, you really can't live on a foundation. So there has to be some building. There has to be a lot more invested. I mean, the Mir, when I came, was, not only was all about learning. When I came, even taking a shtela as a Rosh Hashiva was considered to be third rate. Okay, you say that, but he's a Shiva. But the Rabbanus was Bechlal off the Derech. And sitting and learning was all about. And it was a place with very big people where Nachum sat and learned, you know. He wasn't Rosh Hashiva, he sat and learned, and he said Shia, you know. But today, so does they've developed, they've pushed a lot. They have Shabbaton, they talked to Bachram about it. They have to be realistic. You're not serving people, you know, if with their needs. And I 100%, and it'll have to be slowly. You do want to have them time of learning and everything, but tachlis. Okay, good. Beseda. Well, I have to run. I'm sorry, I have to dab. It's also part of my Yiddishkeit, believe it or not. Okay, Beseda, good.